Bro, this Emma Watson thing gives me absolute life. Because if Emma Watson, aka Hermione Granger, aka Brown University alum and UN ambassador for women, and
Model, you, wait, pardon you, Brown University Model UN Chair.
then actual UN ambassador for women, is like,
Right.
oh, I have anxiety about being single at 29 going to, first of all, how is she almost 30? What the fuck?
Yeah, man, we're getting
But
old, first of all.
like, that is the realest shit ever. And I
Yeah.
was like, hashtag stay humble. Because if Emma Watson, Queen of the Universe, can do it, then so can I.
Yeah, exactly. Who the fuck cares? I'm so tired.
Girl,
We'll be funny
we all are.
eventually. Probably not.
Well, hey everyone, welcome back. This is not Disney Channel.
Welcome back.
But I am.
What?
Oh
It's
my God,
not?
Disney Channel is like Disney Plus or whatever the hell comes out next week, and
I'm
I'm
so
honestly so
excited.
stoked.
I'm going to binge watch that Lady and the Tramp
Matt
thing.
saw Hilary Duff filming the Lizzie McGuire movie. He sent me a Snapchat of her. Yeah.
What a dream.
I know. It was wild. I was like, oh my God, did you say hi?
What a
But that's the
dream.
perks of living in New York. I also know someone that sat across from Maisie Williams at a coffee shop. So what am I
Yeah.
doing with my life? Well, I met Jeff Goldblum, so never mind.
I met Jeff Goldblum, and I
We win.
don't pay copious amounts of money for a tiny apartment.
True, you right. You right. Actually, I mean, you kind of do,
I mean, I do.
but
I
not to the New
do, but
York
not at a
level.
New York level. And like, I have friends who moved to New York after college and all of that, and like, it's a fine enough city. Like, it is the big leagues of cities. I'm not gonna argue with people. It is where people who work really, really hard and want to be the best at what they do go to do those things. But how exhausting does that sound? Like, oh my God. And just I like New York for the sheer amount of things going on, but that also sounds exhausting. And like, just being assertive about being the best sounds so tiring.
Yeah.
Ugh, I love Chicago.
I love Chicago too. I want to revisit New York though, because the last time I went, I had a panic attack in the middle of Times Square, and I feel like I should explore the city with someone who knows the city, and I can maybe
I
appreciate
should
it more.
go, and I will third wheel and make sure it doesn't get weird between you and Matt, and
I
then
really
you can feel
probably wouldn't
proud.
even, I honestly, I doubt I'd even hang out with Matt that much. I'd probably get like coffee with him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna go. A friend of mine, her boyfriend lives in New Jersey, and they're in the city all the time. And she's offered me, like, if you ever want to come, we'll go hang around while he's doing astrophysics. So, honestly, the chances of which Matt and her boyfriend meet each other out of the sheer, like, teeny tiny physics community is probable, to be honest. That'd be actually a small world moment.
That would be a small world moment.
But like, it's very possible, and they would probably get along. They're both very intelligent folks.
So, Katie,
Yeah.
what is it that we're talking about today?
You know, Amanda, it's getting chilly. I just bought ingredients to make chili, actually. I'm making a three bean turkey chili with extra vegetables. I'm really excited about it. I'll probably make that tomorrow and eat it for an entire week. And it is time, my friends, to cuff the fuck up. And what the fuck is cuffing season? Is it real? What's the point? Aren't we all just gonna die alone?
Let's get into it.
Let's get into it.
So, some people out there may be like, what the fuck is cuffing season? Because you live under
And
a
that's where
rock.
Amanda comes in with her fucking
And I
definitions.
am here to be the fucking Merriam-Webster, Webster? Webster, or in this case, Urban Dictionary, to help you and answer those questions.
Yeah.
Because why listen to an episode that you don't know what the fuck we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So cuffing season, according to Urban Dictionary.
Thank you, Urban.
The definite or the description it gives is during the fall and winter months, people who would normally rather be single or promiscuous find themselves, along with the rest of the world, desiring to be cuffed or tied down by a serious relationship. I would argue just relationship. The cold weather and prolonged indoor activity causes singles to become lonely and desperate to be cuffed.
And we'll talk about that too, and like why your brain is like, I need to cuddle.
Yeah. But before that, we also need to talk about some important astrological things happening.
Which... Should we take a break before we do that, though?
Well, can I give a little intro and then we take a break? Yeah, about like the lineup of what we've got going on.
I guess, yeah. So we need to talk about astrological things.
So before Katie so rudely interrupted me.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know what? Fine, let's go to a fucking break.
No. Give them your deal. Give them your deal.
I am.
Guys, this is real life podcasting. So we're an indie corporation.
We are. So, you know, with cuffing season, it's a rough time for us single folks out there. And not to mention, we're also in Scorpio season and Mercury is in retrograde. So basically, it's over for us fucking nerds, you know?
Oh, she's working that into her language.
I am. Be proud. So today, we've got an interesting episode for you. I'm going to give you a little astrological rant, because why not? Mm-hmm. Probably speckle in some Harry Potter in there, because I'm currently
for
on
sure.
I'm on Order of the Phoenix, which is the angstiest of the books, and
that is where Harry's peaked angst,
and I have so many thoughts about it because it cracks me up every time. But anyway, and then we're gonna kind of dive into important things regarding cuffing season, and I'm gonna talk about this wonderful, speaking of Harry Potter, wonderful development courtesy of Emma Watson. So stay tuned, motherfuckers.
Stay tuned.
Buckle up, kiddos.
Ayy. So we're going to talk to you about the cuffing season.
The coof. That sounds like a weird, like, that sounds too close to, like, queefing.
The queef.
I don't believe it's queefing season.
Queefing is natural and normal.
I know, but it feels weird. I don't like it.
Anyone who tells you differently is trash. Oh my God, that reminds me of a queefing story that I have. I should put that in our pocket. I'm not going to tell you. You have to keep listening if you ever want to hear it. So we want to start off with telling you, so we understand what cuffing season is, but why do we feel this way? Why do we want to cuddle up in front of the fire in a wool cable knit turtleneck, which I am currently wearing one, and dude, it has changed my life. I love turtlenecks. I've never liked turtlenecks until today. And like, why do we feel the need to cuff? Why do we feel the need to define relationships in the colder months? What's the deal? What's the difference between a summer fling and cuffing season, really? And I'm pulling from our good old dear friend Bustle with an article called "Why You Have More Anxiety Being Single During the Colder Months" by Sayeda Kula Saad from October 21st, 2019. So it's recent. And it has the word anxiety in it, so you know I relate. Ay. And I'm actually really not surprised by their thoughts here. I'll just straight up fucking quote it. In colder months, there can be more social pressure to have a partner for holiday parties. family get-togethers, cozy, parentheses, romantic activities involving snow and cuddling, says Dr. Clancy Claney, PhD and licensed clinical psychologist. This season tends to bring people together and may highlight one's sense of loneliness and insecurity about not having their own partner to be with. This means that if you feel yourself become anxious or lonely during the cold season, what you're feeling is perfectly natural and you might not be alone. Basically, it 100% sucks to be the bitch crying as she's brought to Taco Bell at 12:30 a.m. on January 1st because she doesn't have anybody to make out with at midnight. And I know this because I was that girl 10 months ago.
Ooh, but at least
previous podcast guest, Lily, came up to me and was like, Katie, do you want to go to Taco Bell? As I quietly sobbed.
What a champ, though.
12:01. First of all, Taco Bell was literally the closest fast food place to where we were. But it had also just opened. Like, it had just graced our presence in the neighborhood. So it was the perfect choice of places to go. And you cannot cry into a chalupa. It's not allowed.
This is fucking true.
So, like, it happens to fucking everybody. Facebook reports an increase of Facebook official relationships during December and February. Right in time to have that, like, I know we're fucking, but are we dating conversation? And to figure out if you have another person on your gift list or plans for Valentine's Day. Like, this happens every year. And you're either the person who has your friends berating the man you're fucking at a party about how he feels about you, or you're that friend. There's only two opportunities. You have two choices. You can be me or you can be Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
Call out. I love you.
I love you too.
And like,
just kidding.
I'm such a goddamn bitch. I know that though.
But you're my bitch. That's fine.
Yes, yeah.
Breaking news, Anna Sophia Robb shaved her head. What is happening?
Is it hot? I feel like it's hot.
Of course it's hot. It's Anna Sophia Robb. She could, right. I don't know. She could do anything and it'd be hot.
She could fuck a duck and I'd be into it. No, I wouldn't be. That's gross. No. Take that back. But back to cuffing. Cuffing. It's like ghosting, but it's like cuffing.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if you have something going on prior to the holidays, we all like to be able to go home for Thanksgiving. And when your family asks you, are you seeing anyone? Which is literally a question no one in my family has ever asked me. I understand that this is like a culturally like normal thing that your family like butts into your love life. That's mm-hmm. never happened to me. And I don't know if I'm missing out on anything. They just, they either don't care or they're too afraid to ask. I genuinely don't know.
Last year, I started to cry at Christmas because someone was like, how's Matt, your boyfriend? And it was like less than 2 months after we broke up. And right. I was like, I hate you.
Right. So I feel like I'm blessed in that way because it could be bad like that. But it's also like.
And my dad's such a dick. He doesn't say anything. And so I was like, that's something I feel like you should warn people, you know, like
there should be a meeting.
Yeah. I'm like, it's not like we were together for 6 months. We were together for over 2 years. Like you should warn family, like, hey, they broke up.
Yeah.
Don't say anything. And then also the only food that they had there was gluten or meat. Ugh. And so I was like, I'm hangry. I'm sad. And I hate this.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas. Yeah. Great. So you're trying to like avoid that during the holidays, or like there's so many reasons that make having a significant other easier during the holidays because it is romantic. It's better to watch Love Actually when you're getting laid.
Okay, but Love Actually is trash.
It's a trash movie.
You should watch The Holiday.
Or even The Holiday. The Holiday is easier to watch when you're getting laid. It's all easier to watch when you're getting laid.
True. Plus, there's that new movie with Emilia Clarke and the hot dude from Crazy Rich Asians, and oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. It also has Professor Trelawney, Emma Thompson.
It's English.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. I'm excited.
So like there's so many movies out there. There's so much like walk through the snow with your loved one. Ride in a horse-drawn sleigh with a lovely blanket over your laps while you're giving each other hand jobs. And all of that bullshit is like shoved down your throat. So like we're trained to want a relationship at the holidays because that's how we make the holidays the best. Mariah Carey, I learned today, has a very set schedule of things that happen on Christmas Eve to Christmas Day, including flying to Aspen on Christmas Eve morning. And then she has a rule that there is no fighting in her house. You have to leave if you're going to get aggressive. Like, she's just like, get the fuck out. And then she hires a sous chef to basically be the team lead on the cooking while she does like light cooking of Christmas dinner. There are four movies that are allowed to play. One of them is Love Actually. One of them is Elf. And then there's two others. I don't know. And she has this whole list of things. Mariah Carey is out there and she understands that it's easier to have a Merry Christmas if you're getting laid. We all get it. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing that I need. And then she says that she wants you because you're not a lot. You're a piece of shit. But it's easier to enjoy things when that box is checked off. But that box being checked off does not define you. And that box being checked off doesn't fucking matter. Because nothing fucking matters. We're all going to die alone. I'm kidding. You'll probably die in a hospital surrounded by a staff of nurses.
Actually, no, because typically when people are in a hospice, they try to get them out of the hospital. I'm just saying.
Good to know.
So I would argue that most people die in their home.
So you might die alone. You never know.
Oh my god.
But all I'm trying to say is okay, cuffing season.
Katie is just like, she's really ripping on the single people.
Mercury's here. In retrograde, man.
I know. Katie's being an extra meanie pants.
Today. I've had now four glasses of wine. Thank you.
She has someone that she is consistently sleeping with, unlike the rest of us. So
wait a
She is on me. A high horse. You've talked about it.
I have.
And you can cut this out because you're the editor.
I'm not going to do that just because that was really funny.
Keep that whole part in.
Yep, that's saying it.
Oh, my sweatshirt's on. My sweatshirt's on backwards.
Oh, hot.
Sexy. And Mercury's in Gatorade, guys.
Mercury's in Gatorade. Here's the deal. Guys, all I'm trying to say is cuffing season.
She's trying to redeem herself.
I'm trying to redeem myself. Cuffing season is a bunch of bullshit society's throwing at you of being in a relationship is like part of the things that make you whole. And we have this whole narrative thrown at us that we are incomplete and we're looking for someone to complete us. We're looking for a soulmate. We're looking for another half. And that's fucking garbage. You're a complete person. You are a whole ass person. You have lots of great things about you. You have lots of flaws. You have complexities. You have all these things going on. And no person is going to fill a hole in you. That's not how people work. They might fill a hole in you. But they're not going to fill.
Also, just think, it's one less person you have to buy a gift for. So
really, though. And one of my clients at work is a jewelry client. And they have these tiers on their website of who you're buying your jewelry for. And I think it's really funny because they have the fiance wife. They have girlfriend, and those are two very defined things. And the fiance wife thing says, like, you're spending the rest of your life together. You might as well, like, make this year count or, like, some garbage like that. And then the girlfriend one says something to the effect of, like, you like her a lot, but you don't want to freak her out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the funniest fucking thing to me. I love it so much because it's so true. Like, there's these tiers of gifts. How long have we been together? How well do I know you? All of these things. And cuffing season, when you cuff up, you have to have the conversation. Not only are like, are you my boyfriend? Are we getting each other Christmas presents? Should I expect to, like, see you on New Year's? I don't know. Is that okay? And, like, there's all these extraneous conversations that you don't think about that are garbage and complicated. So, know that, if you're cuffing up during cuffing season, it's fun. I've consistently, while writing our notes today, every year for the past 3 years, but 2018, when I broke up with my boyfriend, I have cuffed up in like October. Like it's happened. That's my,
basically that's my the purpose,
setting stone for a consistent relationship.
So what Katie just did here was tear all of us non-cuffed up folks and then try to redeem herself with
a nice... I'm not formally cuffed.
She's informally cuffed, but she's pretty much cuffed. You're more cuffed than the rest of us, let's be honest. Well, except I know quite a few of the listeners here are in relationships. Y'all can go fuck yourselves too. Just kidding. I'm here to represent us truly single motherfuckers who make terrible decisions. But it's fine because you're single.
Someone's got to.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that I'm not making terrible decisions. Have you met me?
That's fair.
Have you met me?
Honestly, touche. But anyway, in light of cuffing season, I think it's also important to talk about the glory that is Scorpio season and Mercury being in retrograde.
It's so funny that Scorpio season and cuffing season are the same season.
It makes a lot of sense, though, because Scorpios are, like, so emotional.
Yeah.
So it makes sense. But... man, oh man. Astrology is making a large comeback, and I think that that's really great. But I also think that people don't know what half the fuck, like, of anything means. And so I am here to be your guide.
Your spirit guide.
Be your astrological guide, like Professor Trelawney, but when she actually makes, accurate prophecies. The two times that she did. Just saying.
I think she did more than that, but not canonically.
So far as we know, it is two.
Okay.
And Dumbledore, there's a quote after the second one that she makes with Harry, and she's all like, Voldemort's loyal servant's going to come back to him and he will rise and blah, 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 blah in Prisoner of Azkaban.
Mm-hmm.
Dumbledore was like, that makes her... accurate prophecies a whopping two.
Fair.
So it is canon per the books, per Albus Dumbledore. So we're gonna assume that it's just two because I don't think she makes any more.
Okay.
But anywho, I digress. So what the fuck does Scorpio season mean? I'm not gonna dive heavily into what like Scorpios are and all of their like traits and characteristics. You can look that up yourself. But Scorpio season is generally a time for emotional intensity. It starts on October 23rd and ends November 22nd. It is associated Scorpio season is associated often with sex, mystery, and transformation. It's a time of kind of like deep thinking, introspection, all that jazz. So according to, what article was I looking at? Refinery29, I believe. Of course.
Love that.
There is a quote that says, basically Scorpio season will cause us all to be introspective, kinky, and give us a nice hypnotic-like vibe. So you're horny, you're deep. You're getting philosophical with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically you're all fucked. We're all fucked for cuffing season. So that's great. And then a individual named Narayana Montufar states
that sounds
she
important.
Is, yeah, she's like a, she studies astrology, or not studies.
She's an astrologer.
She's a senior astrologer, but yes, an astrologist. So, she states Mercury, retrograde in Scorpio beginning on Halloween, spooky. Quote, forms a very rare meetup with the hot sun in this emotional and sensitive sign. And this is very important, or very important information will be coming to the surface in your life. Mm. And so when going to the flow, when going with the flow will be crucial, especially as unexpected events force us to make radical changes at a moment's notice. And then Sterling Bowen, who is also an astrologer, says that Scorpio season is about digging deep. And this year we're going to see it dialed up to 100 because Mercury is adding to the drama. Because
it's in Gatorade.
Yes, when it enters in retrograde. So there's a chaotic, confused type of passion in the air. And so what is Mercury retrograde?
What is
it? Yes, what is it? So to kind of understand all of this, and I honestly think whether or not you are a fan of astrology, I have come to really embrace the fact that I am a Cancer through and through. And Katie is heavily a Taurus, which is why we get on so well.
I am.
Jamie, my wonderful cousin, is a Capricorn, but she's one of those people, I honestly, like, I read things about Capricorns, I'm like, I don't know if that's Jamie. So some people, they don't necessarily feel their sun sign. Katie and I do.
I also heavily feel my moon sign because that's Gemini. And then, like, I'm a Capricorn rising.
Oh, yeah. My moon is a Libra and I'm totally, yeah. It's a very conflicting situation I'm in, being rational but also heavily emotional.
Yeah. So, it's like, great. if you're interested in astrology, go do the whole thing. Ask your mom what time you were born and where. Do the whole thing. Get your sun, moon, and rising because they do interconnect a lot. And we are all complex individuals. It's not, well, everybody who was born in this chunk of this year is a hard ass or is a sensey little bitch. There's differences. There are complexities. And it's fucking fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. And so whether or not you are an ascriber to astrology, I think it's really interesting to note. And I think I personally, especially being pagan, I believe that the universe, the planets, and basically everything in the galaxy, they are all, it's all interconnected. I mean, it is a solar system. So they influence one another. The way that the moon influences the tides, it also influences our emotions, things of that nature. So I think it's really interesting. And it's definitely something to kind of think about, too, when approaching a season like this. Because, you know, I like to be able to blame things on things. And Mercury retrograde is one of them.
Mercury in retrograde.
Yeah.
Whatever. I want to blame stuff on other stuff. It's not my fault.
Yes. So what is Mercury retrograde? We are currently in there. What I love is there's a website that's literally just is Mercury in retrograde. And when you like, it's a website that's, I think that's the like name of it. And it just tells you yes or no. And that's amazing. But anyway, from October 31st to November 20th, that is when Mercury is currently in retrograde. And it happens more frequently. Yes, it happens more frequently than other planets because Mercury is so small and it like it's about the rotation, which I'll talk about. And it rotates and because it rotates more frequently, like 88 times a year or some shit like this. So
it's going around the sun faster.
So according to the Farmer's Almanac, as the name suggests, retrograde is when a planet appears to go backward in its orbit as viewed from Earth. So it's not actually like reversed orbiting, but it looks like it. Astronomers refer to this as apparent retrograde motion because it is an optical illusion. for the inner planets like Mercury and Venus, the mechanism that causes them to turn retrograde is the same, but in reverse. So Mercury and Venus appear to go retrograde when they lap us, mm-hmm. essentially.
Take it back now, y'all.
Yep. And so it's it is most...
I'm sorry.
Katie's drunk, guys.
I'm not even drunk. I'm just having a good time. I'm just doing the cha-cha slide. It's fine. Basically, Mercury's doing the cha-cha slide. Fucking your shit up.
Yeah. I'm going to slap you if you cut me off again.
Okay.
Just kidding. I love you. But yes, Mercury is doing the cha-cha slide, but like reverse. Fuck. So yeah, oftentimes people, because Mercury is a planet that is associated with communication, and all of that jazz.
Because Mercury is the messenger.
Exactly. Remember, people basically, shit just hits the fan. Communication goes berserko. Everything just goes wrong. Your anxiety levels increase. If they were increased before retrograde, good luck.
Bless your heart.
So it basically causes things to go bananas. And with it being in Scorpio season, because Scorpios are known for just emotional intensity, and because we are in a very reflective time, it's going to be very conflicting and hyper emotional. I don't look forward to Mercury in retrograde. It explains a lot of things, but I tend to try to be positive about it. And I encourage you all to do the same if you are interested in this type of stuff, because I feel like you manifest, you know, the ways that you're feeling. So if you're like, this Mercury retrograde is going to fucking suck, blah, then it's going to. And so it's important. And I've got some do's and don'ts.
Weirdly, I think it makes me concentrate on my communication and comprehension skills a lot harder. Yeah. Like, I triple check emails. I make sure that things are making sense. And yeah. I find that that is actually a good practice. And if I just do it in Mercury and retrograde, it's still a couple times a year that I'm like really communicating and really specific.
Yep. However, and we'll talk about this, you really shouldn't make any large decisions when Mercury is in retrograde. Mm-hmm. But I've got some general do's and don'ts courtesy of horoscope.com.
Ooh.
And so the do's are brainstorm.
Ooh.
So as Katie said, this is a great time to kind of really reflect and be meticulous about just anything, really, especially things regarding the communication realm or any problems that you're facing. So it's a good time to be introspective, and that's especially great during Scorpio season.
Mm-hmm.
Being flexible, adaptable, and patient, because you're going to get some curveballs during this time. So it's important to just be willing to kind of go with the flow, accept things for what they are, and move forward. Think in broad terms. Keep an eye out for your technology. Don't be dependent on it as much, because it might just say, fuck you, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then do revisit persistent issues from the past. So things are going to kind of be resurfacing. It's important to not really shove those down.
And your ex is going to text you.
Proof. It had happened to me. Jesus Christ. 10 out of 10. Don't recommend. Not in a good way, guys.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
I'm waiting for it to happen. It happens like once a month. So
I mean, it's just, it's bananas. It's bananas.
B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. Actually, I think the last time Mercury was in retrograde, my ex, like, drunk, slid into my DMs and, like, wouldn't stop talking to me. It was wild.
It's a mess. So let's get into the don'ts. Do not get into a negative thinking thinking cycle. So things may feel like they're falling apart around you, but staying positive and remembering that this is just a speed bump will get you through it. You have been through 100% of your worst days thus far. That will continue.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a lone wolf. So try to not be so, I guess, introverted. And be willing to talk to people. And
yeah, just because your communication is bound to be bad, don't prevent yourself from communicating and connecting.
Exactly. And also, especially because we're in cuffing season, if you are someone who is cuffed, don't be a dick to your friends. And if you're someone who's not cuffed and is bitter at all your friends who are cuffed, don't be a dick to those people. So don't be a dick to one another, essentially. Mm-hmm. If you isolate yourself, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't exaggerate. I won't listen to this because I'm a Cancer and I'm a dramatic bitch, but things are bad enough without stretching out the truth, you know?
Yeah.
So
things are bad enough.
Yeah.
Like, guys, things are so bad.
Don't plan a big, well, this says don't plan a big presentation or draft up like important legal documents. Don't really plan anything big. Don't plan, like, don't have a wedding in Mercury retrograde. Don't make any big decisions. Don't, I honestly like the idea of getting into a relation or like solidifying a relationship during Mercury retrograde kind of stresses me out.
I'm stressed out about it.
All you have to do is wait until November 20th. Not that I'm in any position where I'm about to get into a relationship, but I think it's important to not make any large decisions because I'm very superstitious and I don't know. Dates are very weird for me, as Katie knows. Like, yeah. Dates and anniversary, it's like a thing that I have.
Yeah.
So
you're a nostalgic all of my person, but like that nostalgia gives you like warm fuzzy vibes. You're just like a referential person. Like you speak to history.
I do. And yeah. And it also helps like give me a timeline of things too and explain certain situations because a lot of times my anxiety will heighten around certain times and I'm like, what the fuck is this about? And then I realize, oh, you know, this event happened X, you know, at this time. And that explains that.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first time, like the first year after my like toxic relationship in April of the following year, I got like super anxious. I was with Matt at the time and I was questioning everything. I was like, you don't love me, blah, 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 blah. You are, you know, there's someone else that you're interested in. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? And the whole time this was happening, I was like, I know that this is ridiculous. And that's when I started seeing a therapist again because mm-hmm. I was like, this level of anxiety is insane. And then I realized it was like straight up the anniversary of the event when I walked in on my ex cheating on me. So I was like, oh.
Subconsciously,
my anxiety is like, fuck you. Anyway, don't rely on technology. Given.
Yeah. Bring that.
Don't rush things. So that kind of goes into like brainstorming and being meticulous.
Yeah. So if you are trying to cuff mindful. Up with someone, don't be like, we've been on two dates. Are you my boyfriend? That's like the most Mercury in retrograde thing you could possibly do. Don't do it.
Absolutely. And don't have unrealistic expectations because of misunderstandings. Mercury in fucking retrograde, people. Because of misunderstandings and mix-ups, things may not turn out as you planned. And so avoid disappointment by keeping your expectations relatively low.
May I reiterate?
That's how I also go about life.
We've been on two dates. Are you my boyfriend? Don't do it.
Yeah, that's a mess. That actually, unfortunate story. I have a friend who listens to this podcast. So shout out to you, friend, who I'm not going to name for privacy reasons. she was talking with this guy and he was super smitten with her. Because, she's amazing and beautiful and gorgeous and, like, why wouldn't you?
Right.
And after, like, two or three dates, he basically was like, let's be exclusive, blah, 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 blah. And then that motherfucker ghosted her. And she was like, what the fuck? Like, this doesn't make any sense. And that, yeah.
Yeah.
This trash is what that was. But the last
thing is that. That's a 50 worst date.
It really is. setting unrealistic timelines, don't do it. It goes into the whole like don't have unrealistic expectations. Basically, don't plan shit because it's not going to go the way you want it to.
Yeah. This is like the jokester of periods of the year. Like, don't expect things to go the way you want them to. Don't do it. And I also have something to add to this astrology list of things. I have another Bustle article, Amanda. Are you ready for it?
I am absolutely ready for it. Let me buckle on up.
Buckle on up. For the three zodiac signs who should avoid cuffing season during Mercury retrograde fall 2019.
Boom. It all ties in, people.
Number one, Gemini. You were born from May 21st to June 20th.
Sorry, Sarah.
Dating and cuffing up this often autumn isn't looking like the best idea for you, Gemini. But that's probably okay with you, as you've got a lot going on professionally that requires energy and attention. You're more focused on getting your colleagues on your side than your romantic partner, explained Stardust. I don't know what Stardust is. Your career has been blooming lately in ways that you may not have expected a few years back, so take advantage of the opportunity to advance yourself over the coming months. Network now. Don't focus on love. Which is funny because I was just out to drinks with my like hella Gemini friend. And she was complaining that her love life is garbage, but she's killing it professionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, Libra. From September 23rd to October 22nd. Happy belated birthday, kind of.
Yay.
As the star sign of partnerships, it's easy for you to allow your relationships and love life to take center stage in your life, as you probably have done for quite a while now. Coming out of a breakup, little Libra, yeah? But instead of pouring yourself into this romance this autumn, it's due time for you to focus on the most important relationship in your life, the one you have with yourself. You're taking back your power and now defining boundaries, with or without a partner. If you're single, allow yourself to get comfortable, and if you're in a relationship, focus on boundaries. And finally, our favorite, Sagittarius.
Oh, motherfuckers.
November 22nd to December 21st. Happy early birthday, Sags. Your life has changed in unimaginable ways over the past year. And this retrograde is actually giving you a beautiful opportunity to reflect and process your experiences and the effect they have on your emotions. You're not in the mood to date, and you are opting out to spend more time alone than with a partner. That said, don't push yourself into cuffing season if you're not feeling it, as it will only distract from you working through the things that need to be dealt with internally. Carve out the time you need for yourself and your healing journey.
Bro. Sagittariuses are like, they're either super into the idea of a relationship or absolutely opposed to it. There is no middle ground.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, they don't commit. They might try to be polyamorous with you.
Polyamorous, but like only on their end. Duh.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. So that, if you are any of those three people, don't cuff up. If you are fucking one of those three people, don't cuff up. That's my advice to you right now. Yeah. You can cuff up with me and Amanda, though, because we're not on that list. Hey, baby.
Hey.
We should take a break, though, and then we'll talk about Emma Watson.
Bless. Welcome back.
Hey.
It's funny because I mentioned how I wanted to talk about cuffing season, and especially because I felt it so hard over the weekend. Okay, story time. Huh. Calling Katie out.
I'm
just kidding.
Fine.
She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong. But so I went home to Chicago this weekend or this past weekend, and it was great. And we went out and I met the individual that Katie has been fornicating with.
Yeah, indeed. Frequently. We fornicate a lot.
Mm-hmm. And they're really great. 10 out of 10 would recommend hanging out with this person. They're pretty cool. But anyway, so it was me, Katie, Sarah, this individual, and then like our other friends because we went to a Halloween party. It was fantastic. And then, you know, as the night went on, as people got their drink on, Sarah and I, you see, had to drive home because we wanted to not crash at Katie's place so that she could continue with the fornication.
You also told me that you were taking a sober month, and I took that seriously.
No, yeah, and I totally respect that. And that's fair. And I was supposed to, but, you know, alcohol is a taunting motherfucker.
It is.
But anyway, I didn't get drunk, so I still can't count that as sober. It's not me that needs to get sober.
Right.
I'm doing it with a friend, so whatever.
Whatever.
Anywho, my friend. Excuse me. Never mind. So anyway, Katie is just very smitten with this individual, it appears. And they're having a good time, and that's totally fine. However, if I were alone, I would have tit punched her because they would just the honeymoon phase of any relationship, whether it's an official or unofficial relationship, is real. And when you're single and it's cuffing season, you feel it. Because then I looked around and I was like, married couple, couple who's been in relationship for 3 years, another couple somewhere. Yeah, it was a lot of couples. And I really felt it. And Sarah and I had a moment where we were just like, at least we have each other. And Sarah has been in a relationship for 3 years, but her boyfriend was a big turd face and didn't want to come out, apparently. Just kidding, girl. I love him. He's great. But yeah, no, it was real. I felt it. And so I'm there with you, pals. You know? And cuffing season's real. These emotions are real. And so in light of us talking about astrological signs, we're going to read our own horoscopes for cuffing season.
Ha ha!
Katie's so quiet right now.
Yeah, because I just got called out. In my defense.
But that's okay. I'm not saying it in a bad way.
I'm an ooey gooey person mm-hmm. when you're fucking me.
Yeah. And that's that big Taurus energy.
Yeah.
And I get it. And
Yeah,
I am just, and I'm a Cancer, and I'm emotional all of the time.
Yeah.
And so I was like, wow, I'm not in a relationship. And then I was like, wow, I've been single for over a year. And then I was like, oh, God. And then I went down this rabbit hole. And Sarah talked me out of it. It was great. But
somebody's
yeah,
got to.
It's this thing. It's just like you start with an emotion, and then your mind is like, let's really just keep it going. Let's snowball
you mean
this
anxiety?
To make it worse. Yeah. And so I was like, wow, let me reflect on how like I'm still single after a year, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
And I'm living my best life right now. I've had a lot of changes happen recently. So
yeah,
I'm cool with that. But
life is good. It's okay.
Yeah, no. And then I was like, you know what? I'm happy for Katie. She's thriving.
I also didn't intend on being gushy. Didn't intend on that happening.
With alcohol.
Like,
yeah, alcohol,
no, not like baby. That evening happening. Like, I didn't intend on like getting attached to that person either.
Oh, yeah, that's fair. That's usually how it goes, though.
So it goes, guys.
So it goes. But anyway, it's real and it happens, but you just kind of, if you are the friend that is not cuffed, and you are hanging out with your friend that is cuffed, it's just important to recognize that. And I've had friends be really shitty while they're in relationships. Katie is not one of them.
I do my best.
I have friends who, when I was visiting home, we had scheduled, like, you know, we had planned to see each other, and they ended up hanging out with their new girlfriend instead of me. And so I only saw them for 45 minutes while I was home, and I fucking lost my shit.
Yeah.
And so it's important to communicate when your loved ones are kind of neglecting you in a way, because it's also important when you're in a relationship to not let that relationship control your life.
Yeah.
Something I learned is that I got really comfortable when I was with Matt and I neglected my friendships. And then when we broke up, I felt very alone. And of course, I don't want breakups to happen, but they do. And if something were to happen, you don't want to end up isolating yourself.
Unfortunately, it comes down to like a really unsexy thing, which is time management.
Yeah.
Like we all have jobs. We all have jobs. You still have to sleep for so many hours a day. You still have to eat. You still have to do your laundry. You still have to clean your apartment. And then you add in seeing this romantic partner, seeing your friends. That's so many things to do. And that's not like even counting like working out, going to a movie, like having a hobby. Like I know for us that like podcasting takes up a certain amount of time each week and I'm committed to it. But that is 2 to 4 hours that I don't get to spend doing something else. So like understanding that this is my time with Amanda and this is how we hang out. I have other activities that I go and plan out with other friends. But I also like know that like I see, like in the statement, I want to say my partner, but I don't like that. Mm. I want to see the dude I'm fucking like on the weekends. So making sure that the time management is there. And if you want to have like a full out relationship and like have sleepovers all the time, I don't think that's feasible as an adult. I like my fucking bed. I literally on Sunday had a heating pad on my shoulders because I'm like, why do my shoulders hurt? Oh, because I shared my bed with a bear man the evening before. So like you gotta like make time for yourself. It's such a fucking problem. Let's read our fucking horoscopes.
Yes. So for Cancer during this cuffing season, while you often latch on to the first person you crush on, fucking truth, you're learning to keep your options open during cuffing season. Also truth. Being single will shortly prove challenging. when Jupiter enters Capricorn on December 3rd, boosting your Tinder matches. Well, that's weird because I don't have Tinder. And desire to partner up. Mm. The eclipses on December 26th and January 10th start an on-again, off-again fling. Oh, not again. That may come to a temporary dramatic standstill on January 12th. This is very specific.
So specific.
When Mercury, Saturn, and Pluto connect in Capricorn. The hard lesson you're learning is that you don't have to be in control all the time. Girl, I've been learning that my whole life and I am failing miserably. Soften up your tough exterior and let love in without resistance. Worrying about protecting your tender and sentimental heart may force you to miss out on some incredible love. Wow, that's really heartfelt.
Wow.
I hate it.
Thanks, I hate it.
Thanks, I hate it.
By the way, guys, this is from Cosmo. It's called Your Cuffing Season Horoscope Because You Know You're Curious from October 15th by Lisa Stardust. I guess that's maybe the Stardust person that was in the last thing. If you want to check out your own, because I doubt all of our listeners are Cancers and Tauruses. But if you are, that'd be fun. So mine, yeah. Taurus. Orbiting an ex Instagram page during the Scorpio new moon on October 28th to check their relationship status will push you to send them a flirty text a few days later to rekindle the flame. This is funny because I did that in September and got really weirded out. But also, my other ex just posted a picture. He never posts things, so I did do that. Oops. When Mercury starts its retrograde journey in Scorpio on Halloween, you'll shock yourself by texting your former lover. You know, the one who broke your heart. Did not happen because I don't do that. For what you hope will end up being a hookup, which is funny because all of my exes live out of state. Trust, there will be nothing lax about this sexual encounter if it happens. In fact, you'll feel like your soul has been seen again, which will lead to a revival of the torrid love affair. When you recycle your ex this time, though, the Virgo full moon on March 9th can help you work out your differences and stay together for good. None of that's happening.
That you know of.
Honestly.
We still have through March 9th.
Apparently. Baby. The real question is, which ex is this supposed to be? First of all, which ex is this supposed to be? The one I got that love letter from, or the one who slides into my DMs? Who knows? Is this supposed to be... Yeah. What? No, sometimes horoscopes are not right, guys. That's not happening for me. This is also weirdly detailed. I love that it's weirdly detailed, but it's... No. No. I was literally thinking the other day, I was like, wow, I'm so grateful. Literally, all of my major relationships live out of state, and I never have to see any of them, except for that one time last March where one of them walked into the bar I was in, and it was a nightmare. But literally, yeah, ladies, date boys in other states, because it's like going on vacation, you'll never run into them in public. Oh boy. What were you talking about? Oh, you're going to talk about Emma Watson.
Oh yeah. So to kind of conclude. This conglomerate of
sexy
astrology and sex.
Sextrology.
Hey, Rocky. The world has recently become aware of, again, of the glory that is Emma Watson, because she disappears for a while, then makes a comeback, but everyone remembers how great she is. Most notably known as Hermione Granger, she is a Brown University alumni, and
this
she
one time also... in high school, we went to Brown for a Model UN conference, and my committee chair told me he was friends with her.
I would have shit myself.
She was not there that weekend because she was like, yeah, she was disappointed she couldn't make the conference. She wanted to chair a committee, but she had work. You know what work was? She had the Deathly Hallows Part 1 premiere, that goddamn bitch.
What a cunt.
She had to be in London that weekend. Sorry.
How dare she? So she... went to Brown University. She is a UN ambassador for women. She is an activist. She is a actress. She's going to be in the new Little Women. Why am I giving like a spiel about how great Emma Watson is? Anyway, she was recently in London Vogue. I think it's coming out like now. It's like out, I guess. And she is going to be 30 this next year. And so she kind of talked about, because she is not in a relationship, and she talked about being self-partnered, which is a coined term of hers. And the internet basically is exploding because everyone's in love with the idea. Mm-hmm. And it is like my new favorite thing. And the quote is that if you have not built a home, if you do not have a husband, if you do not have a baby, and you are turning 30, and you're not in some incredibly secure, stable place in your career, or you're still figuring things out, there's just this incredible amount of anxiety. And so she kind of talks about how she is okay with being single. And she said, you know, I never believed the whole I'm happy single spiel. And she realized that, you know, it took me a long time, but I'm very happy, you know, being single. And she said, I call it being self-partnered, which I think is really cool because it kind of changes the narrative. And it's more empowering, especially for women, because, you know, we, Katie and I, and I feel like most of the listeners are in our mid-20s or early to mid-20s. And, you know, you're kind of approaching this time, and we're in the middle of two generations. One generation being, you know, you get married a lot younger, and now people are getting married older. And so it's kind of confusing because you've got like our parents and shit who got married a lot younger than us, or like around our age, or even my brother, he was married by the time he was like, when he was my age, and that blows my mind. Or he was engaged. That's insane. And so, you know, it kind of puts this pressure on, like, oh my God, I don't have my life together. And I've thought about this too. And I've recently talked to people about how I think, like, your 30s are the new 20s, because in your 20s, like, you totally don't have your shit together. I have done a lot in my life, and I focus, and I think a lot of people do this. We focus on the stuff we haven't done. I'm like, wow, I've got debt. Wow, I don't have the financial stability I want. Wow, I'm single. I'm so sad. Blah. But I really like this idea of being self-partnered, because it's so empowering. And you're like, fuck yeah. I'm spending time to focus on myself. It isn't about, like, oh, I'm single, no one wants to be with me, it's cuffing season, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, it gives off this connotation of, like, you're comfortable with where you are and who you are. And we should be looking for people. Should be looking for people who fit into our lives, you know, and make it better, and not someone that you have to, like, really go out of your way to get into your life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, so. You need, at the end of the day, you need yourself, and you need to rely on yourself, and you need to know that you're what matters. But, like, you write your own story. I know so many people who are 30 who don't have any of these things. It doesn't fucking matter. Right. Guess what? Times have fucking changed. Guess what? All of those things that made it possible for you to have the house and the baby and the husband and the minivan and all the other shit by the time you're 30 are not sustainable. They are not good for the people who have them. Look at our parents. Look at the divorce rate amongst people our parents' age. Just because it was done and it was done with us present doesn't mean it was the right way to do anything. Mm-hmm. And doesn't mean that what you're doing is wrong. And we talked about this a little last week. Times have changed. You can either say to yourself, I wish we were back then and things were like that. And I don't know, our presidents were sexual predators because they were in the 90s, but they are now.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, you're not getting paid nearly as much as somebody else, but yeah, it's still kind of true. We're trying to make as much progress as we possibly can, as quickly as we possibly can. And I think we're better off in 2019 than we were in 1999, in 1989, in 1959. Mm-hmm. I think Emma Watson saying that you're self-partnered. Yeah. Fuck it. I'm self-partnered even if I have a partner. I am more important. My health, well-being, and everything else, until I am hella committed and, like, maybe pushing out your kid, is more important to me than anything, including other people.
Yeah, no, I think you should always be your first priority. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nobody's going to care about you, and nobody's going to treat you like you.
Yeah.
So, and love yourself, bitch, so no one has to.
Yeah, and I think that when you're in a relationship, you're all like, oh, I can't. If you ever say to yourself, like, you can't live without said person, you need to kind of evaluate that relationship.
Yeah, trust me, you can.
That's codependent, and that's toxic, and you should never feel like someone completes you.
Yeah.
Because that's not the case. It should be someone coexists with you and makes life cooler, sure. But if they die, you know, your world is not over.
Yeah. If they leave, you'll be fine. Remember that, kids. As we approach cuffing season, and maybe as you listen to this when it's not cuffing season.
Yeah.
Now, Amanda, on that note, what are our happy endings this week?
My happy ending is that I have a date this weekend.
Oh, girl.
That's pretty.
Actually, it sounds like a cute date.
It's going to be cute. And that's all I'm going to say.
I'm excited. My happy ending is also probably happening Saturday. My friend rented out a karaoke room for her birthday.
Holy shit.
And I need to get my full voice back so I can kill it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm practicing in the shower. Like, I'm going to get off of this and wrap this podcast up, and then I'm going to go practice in the shower. I'm thinking Rolling in the Deep.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. What a jam. But we also have listener mail, because we don't have any horror stories. So, I met this beautiful woman about 7 months ago at an alumni function. We hit it off, and honestly, she's everything I could ask for. I'm not sure if I'm still in the honeymoon phase, but so far everything is working out, and she even moved in with me 2 months ago with no problems. However, this past holiday season, because he cuffed up too soon, she started doing something gross. Honestly, it's so disgusting. I haven't even asked my friends or family for help on this matter. On Christmas Eve, I woke up pleasantly surprised to see that she was cooking breakfast. But when I looked at my scrambled eggs, it looked really sketchy. It looked way too moist. My girlfriend told me she used fancy cheese, which is why they were extra moist and smelly. I believed her and ate it. The texture was absolutely horrendous, but taste-wise, it was fine. She beamed and started planning our holiday. Then on New Year's Eve, we were cuddling and doing couple things. She brought strawberries and whipped cream. We did some fun with the whipped cream, and she fed me the strawberries. Then she chewed up a berry and fed it to me. I thought it was weird, but I was so horny I didn't mind, which is truly the most man thing to ever be said. This woman ate food, masticated food, spit it back out into my mouth, and I was too horny. I didn't mind. We finished the rest of the berries in the same manner. He ate one of those Whole Foods boxes of strawberries that she chewed up and spat back into his mouth.
He didn't eat it. He like swallowed her.
Yeah, he swallowed like
strawberries.
And the subsequent sex was capital letters amazing.
Oh my god.
But now she's starting to chew her food and feed it to me. Sometimes not in a sexual manner. Steak, chicken, salad, eggs, etc. It's so disgusting. When I tell her to stop, she starts crying and says I don't love her enough. All our fights were about this issue. I eventually eat some, and it's so gross. I recoil whenever I think about that texture. This man's never going to be able to eat applesauce for the rest of his life.
I know, right?
This is admittedly from Reddit, guys, so I'll read the whole thing. I thought maybe she needed to talk to a therapist, or maybe I should contact an ex of hers and see what we went through. Something similar. She is perfect for me, except for this one issue. According to the comments below, apparently her saliva started fermenting, digesting the eggs for me. This is probably why they had a sour smell. Also, she is very attractive and needs constant validation. She makes me eat her regurgitated food as proof that I love her. Besides this, she is honestly my ideal partner. I don't want to throw this away. I will be meeting an ex of hers tomorrow. I will keep you guys posted. I didn't see anything after this, but holy shit. Yeah, so the internet is wild. We didn't have time to come up with cuffing stories from you guys, and it was hard to find stories, but holy shit.
Yeah. When
those who ask shall receive. Guys, if you have stories that you'd like to share, we're talking about a slew of things in the near future, including sex toys, religious and cultural differences during the holidays, new year, new you, weed, just weed, dealing with breakups, how to successfully set your friends up, if relationship milestones are real, dating with social anxiety, people sliding into your Instagram DMs and how to handle that. If you have any funny stories related to any of that, if you have a bad date that you've went on recently, somebody from Bumble did not look like their profile picture, you can submit your own worst date, horror story, sex mishap, or boner blunder to 50worstdatespodcast@gmail.com or slide into our DMs at 50worstdatespod on Instagram. I am Katie Coyle 27 on Instagram.
And I am Pikachu 18.
If you
have fun spelling that.
If you think we're valid sources for advice and want to ask us questions, we'll take those emails too. If you have questions about cuffing, sex stuff, I don't know. I get weird questions from people all the time. I should just start writing them down and considering them submissions. But we'll take those submissions from you guys. Our goal is to base future episodes after stories that are not our own. What weird thing did this episode make me think of today? Oh, queefing. I have a story about queefing, guys. Do you want to hear it? I don't know. We'll find a reason to tell it. Because we haven't been on that many bad dates, but I do have that story, but we want your stories. Amanda?
Can that tell you where... Oh, I'm sleepy. If you love our music, it's from bensound.com. And if you love our cover art, it's by Tori Scranton. You can find her at tscrantonart on Instagram and Etsy. She's the one who did our artwork for the podcast. She's really fantastic. I was going to say winter's coming. Winter is basically here.
Winter is here.
Thank you. Thank you, Game of Thrones. But the holidays are coming up. And so that's a great way to support some local artists and some women-owned business is to get some artwork done by her to give to your loved ones because they'll fucking love it because she's awesome.
They will indeed. Guys, that's another episode. That's another thing. I'm going to go sing Rolling in the Deep in the shower.
And I'm going to go to sleep.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.